Evans Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black.
That's not Mindy McCready, is it?
Not anymore.
No, it's not.
Who is that to sing?
You know, I'm not sure, actually.
All right, so Jennifer and Doug on the air on the Good Day program. It's President's Day, Monday, the 18th of February. So what the heck did happen to Mindy McCready? What's her story?
Well, you know, this is a really tragic story, because when she first started in country music, she was, I mean, extremely talented. She kind of burst on the scene. She had several hits in a row, lots of talent. And then her addiction got in the way, and she disappeared, and she got into a lot of trouble, and there was domestic violence, and there were arrests.
What?
I believe alcohol and drugs, but I think alcohol was her big one. And the only reason I know that is because I watched Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, which she was a patient in. I think she even had a seizure because her brain was so damaged from her alcohol use.
What a shame.
So, you know, when you, and I know she had a tough upbringing, it's, but gosh, what a tragic story and what a tragic end.
Sorry to start your day off like that, but a lot of people are fans of hers, and if you didn't know it, now you do. Another singer that has some problems, but it's mostly because she fell down. Was it Lady Gaga's thing that she fell and broke her hip or something? What did she do?
Yeah, she hurt her hip.
Yeah.
But you know, I
heard it. Didn't break it.
She hurt it.
She hurt it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think with Lady Gaga, she is just, I mean, my goodness, she's got such a crazy stage presence, and she does a lot of tricks, I'm sure, on stage. She's probably, it's probably a miracle she hasn't hurt herself before now, actually.
$30 million in refunds. She was tour is called the Born This Way Ball. 22 more nights at arenas all over the country through the 20th of March. $30 million in refunds, and that isn't counting the huge potential income losses from the merchandise that would have sold, the food that would have sold, the beer, the parking, say all of that stuff. So she's quite the impact on the economy, as it were. Mm-hmm. And imagine, was she 27, 28 years old? How old is she?
Lady Gaga, I think maybe 25-ish.
25?
Yeah.
What an industry. When you think about the amount of money she must be making every year, God love her. But anyway, hopefully she'll get better. This is President's Day. Poll today at DougStephan.com. How are you observing this day? A, are you going to a museum? B, are you visiting monuments? C, attending a special event? Probably not. Going to go shopping, though? Yeah. It's the President's Day auto sale. It's the President's Day vacuum cleaner sale. It's the President's Day white sheet sale. It's the President's Day refrigerator sale. Yeah.
Actually, I think mattresses were the big
mattress
one I've noticed.
Sale. Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Right. There it is. Okay. So what the hell do we take this day off for? It's really ridiculous because nobody does. It'd be great if somebody would actually learn something about the president, spend time talking about these descendants of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, but we don't. Nobody talks about the president, unless maybe on some creative radio programs like this one, we can go back over the history of your life and figure what it was in terms of first impressions. Jennifer, first impressions of the first president you knew anything about?
The first president, like Ronald Reagan, was my first president that I was aware of. And I loved him because we shared a birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, so Reagan, who remembers back further than that? I go back to the Eisenhower era, actually the Truman era. I don't remember anything about Truman, but I do remember Eisenhower and thinking, in a patriotic sense, most children at the time when I was raising my flag over the corners of Framingham where I lived, these men were almost godlike. And we have over the years done a great job of either finding bad people who are far from godlike, or we changed our attitude toward them, unless you're a member of the news media and you love guys who are...
It's the news cycle. Everybody's human in the news cycle.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of... there's reason to like, I suppose, everybody who gets in the office and reason to dislike them. As Rich McFadden, who's a part of this program, is happy to tell you, I don't like any of them once they get into office.
Right.
Because they show their true colors. Whether it's this guy, Bush, go back to there are very few I mean, I reflect back on Bill Clinton, and even though I didn't vote for the guy, I think there are a lot of things to like about him in comparison to the last two we've had, for sure. But that's not the point. The point is 888-302-3684 is the phone line for the Good Day program, and if you would like to tell us the usual stuff for President's Day, who is your favorite, and how do they compare with what's there now, but don't make, let's not do this the obvious way. What do you, maybe more importantly, go back to when you were in elementary school and you thought about who the president was and what you learned about the president. And there were, I remember when I was a kid, we had both Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday. And then at some point, I don't remember when it was, I think it was when Jimmy Carter was president, they were put together. But again, this is the kind of a holiday that doesn't need to exist. This is the kind of a day when, in my opinion, people ought to be in school, people ought to be studying or doing something other than going to the store to buy a vacuum cleaner. 888-302-3684, which translates to 888-302-DOUG. Otherwise, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. The story of the Pennsylvania kindergarten youngster. Have you heard this story?
No. What happened?
6-year-old girl. She was at the bus stop. I look at any number of these things that have taken place. This little girl, her name was Madison Graham, I believe it was, in Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, suspended from school for making terroristic threats. She had a gun made out of soap, or a soap bar of soap that looked like a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she pointed it at somebody, and I'm looking at this picture of this little kid. How?
At a bus stop. So she had some soap.
Right.
And she points it at a kid.
Trying to shoot them. Right.
Hmm.
It's actually referred to as a Hello Kitty toy. Makes soap bubbles. Looks like a gun.
Wow.
Huh?
A little sensitive these days, are we?
Well, the 2 6-year-old boys that pretended put their fingers together. Remember that was a couple of weeks ago
mm-hmm.
in a playground playing cops and robbers? The 5-year-old boy attending an after-school program made a gun out of Legos and points at another student. That was last year, simulating the sound of gunfire. School officials, all three of these kids, suspended. Suspended. Is that appropriate? It's certainly worth our consideration, or just rhetorical thinking. I just look at this stuff, but the most recent incident, I think, occurred last week. And it just brings me. Do you remember what it was like standing at the bus stop when you were a kid?
I never took the bus.
Oh. So you didn't
have. I mean, literally, I can't play, and I'm sad about that.
Well,
but in private.
Well, you went to the playground, right?
There were, yes, I did go to the playground.
Okay. And so the playground is pretty good place. Same kind of thing happens. When I look back at what went on in the playground when I was a kid, they would have closed the thing down. The activities that were going
really?
On.
Really? What were you guys doing?
Well, it was just, there were fights. The 5-year-olds were fighting with the 6-year-olds and things like that. And, you know, I'm going to get my father to beat up your father.
Uh-oh.
My mommy's bigger. You know, she cooks better steak than you do.
That was the type of arguments you were having?
Yeah.
Those are pretty wholesome arguments. Pretty sure today's kids don't care.
Probably not. All right, what do you care about? How about your health and well-being? You hear me talk about cardio all the time, how it lowers cholesterol. The folks who have taken advantage of this free 30-day trial of cardio, Jennifer, report pretty much across the board that they are. This is something that's better. We all hear people talk about fish oil, omega-3 oils, all of that good stuff, and they are all important. Yes, they are good for you, but here's one that's better for you, and the better is backed up by fact. Cardio is basically like getting the equivalent of 3 to 4 standard fish oil capsules that you get from the stuff you buy at Costco or CVS. And it's less expensive. As a matter of fact, you can start your first round 30-day trial by just paying for shipping and handling. Cardiol will guaranteed cut down your bad cholesterol levels and triglycerides, and it doesn't leave you that burpy feeling. You know, sometimes you take these things and what's left afterwards in your mouth, not good. Get that free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Lower your cholesterol, lower your triglycerides. Shipping and handling price is $8.95. That's it. Call 888-809-6424, or you can go online to cardiol.net/Doug. As for the free 30-day trial, that's cardiol, cardiol.net/Doug, or you call 888-809-6424. Take a natural remedy for cholesterol. Cardiol.net/Doug or 888-809-6424.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle
is
safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
888-302-3684. There is a the video of the day today is something that I'm pleased that we have here. Marty Green, who's a great friend of the program on WAYY in Eau Claire, sent along the Angel Flight video and audio, spectacular images of what happens when one of the fallen is brought back in an Air Force plane. So if you want to check that out, it's a good day to do it. President's Day on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Actually, my wife and I had a pretty romantic Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what we did? We sat in a porta potty pretending we're on a carnival cruise.
Oh.
Shut the door. About you cruise, you lose. Oh my God. Well, that carnival cruise ship finally reached port the other day. All the passengers got off, and one scary moment when the ship nearly capsized as it pulled into the pier, not from a wave, from all the lawyers rushing to get on board. It tilted the, ship. One passenger said to you the worst part, when you had to go to the bathroom, they'd ask you, you want paper or plastic?
Everybody's talking about this 11-ton meteor that crashed into central Russia this morning. It sent shockwaves across six cities and caused a lot of damage. Or as people in Russia put it, hey, at least we weren't stuck in that carnival cruise. I mean, that was... That sounds... Have you heard about that carnival cruise thing? It's just awful. It gets worse. I mean, well, they lost power for 4 days, right? The passengers are fine. But after they got off the ship, their bus actually broke down on its way to New Orleans. When it happened, one guy was like, what else can go wrong? And everyone on the bus was like, stop saying that! Just shut up!
Jimmy Fallon and Jay Leno. Man, I'll tell you, a lot of hoopla about Jimmy Kimmel and what he's had to say about... he's really digging himself a hole because a lot of people in Hollywood don't like it. A lot of people who are viewers don't like it. Whether you're a supporter of Leno or Kimmel, it's made people very uncomfortable. I don't understand.
They don't need to be talking about it. That's the thing. I mean, he doesn't have to say anything. He could just let it fly.
But what's the point of saying... Yeah, I mean, what is the point of saying anything? It would be... I don't know. I just... That kind of stuff. I have changed my opinion about him. Some of the things I've liked about him, some of the celebrities he brought on, some of those shows that they were fun. But that kind of stuff turns
me off. He's very talented.
Yeah,
yeah, but it is a turnoff.
He sounds like a jerk. He really does. He comes across as a real jerk. 888-302-3684. Speaking of the Carnival Cruise Line, did you see the investigation of the weekend, Jennifer? Trying to figure out where the flames started in the engine room of this ship's called the Triumph. But the ship is going to be offline apparently for at least a year.
Wow. So what do they do? Because they don't have like a parking lot of ships, do they?
Well, there are shipyards where you bring into dry dock. It doesn't have to go into dry dock.
No, but I mean, because conceivably they have people that were scheduled on other cruises like this week and next week. So
right.
Do those people just get on hold, or do they bring in what
either,
they do?
They do that, or they put them onto different ships, that kind of thing. It's like an airplane. You find another hole and put them in. See, would you like to go on this cruise or that cruise or somebody else's cruise? But they're going to have to rip this ship apart. They rebuild the engine room, and then they have to basically strip the ship down and throw everything that's not bolted to the wall away, beds and that kind of stuff, clean up the toys, repaint the whole ship, pretty much refit it. Imagine what it's going to cost. But the fire broke out in generators in the engine room, and that's why they didn't have any power. The same ship encountered a problem in January with the propulsion system. Apparently, this is the third or fourth time this ship has had some kind of a problem.
It didn't pass muster last time. They were the last time before this one that it went out. They didn't get it working either.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I think what is it, about $310 million? Is that what this thing cost?
Ugh.
Whatever it is, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of cash.
Yeah, right. But anyway, it gets people to thinking about what it is that you can encounter. We just take all this stuff for granted. It's kind of like getting on an airplane, and you have a good trip, a safe trip, an easy trip, and you don't think about how complicated it is to run an airline or to run this kind of a cruise ship. This is the biggest cruise line in the world, and they have a lot of ships, and they have a lot of there's a lot of cash flipping around here, and they didn't really handle it particularly well. I think most people agreed on that. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program. Hello.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. There are two kinds of frequent flyer miles. The ones that you earn and then you can use to book award tickets, and then the qualifying miles that actually get you better status on an airline. To reach elite status, you usually have to fly real air miles, earn points based on your class of ticket, or fly a certain amount of segments. The airlines calculate what you earn in one calendar year, and then they set the counter back to zero. So if you find yourself a few miles short of the level that you need when the year ends, you may be out of luck. Delta Airlines has now quietly implemented a new rule. Starting soon, you'll have to spend a minimum amount of money to earn status for 2015. For example, to reach silver status, you have to spend at least $2,500 and earn 25,000 miles or fly 30 segments. If you're struggling to earn elite miles, look for limited-time promotions from the airlines, branded credit cards, and hotels. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Don't wait for your tax refund. Get your rack pre-fund at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you're pre-approved to buy any name brand flat screen TV, computer, appliance, or furniture set up to $2,500. Take it home today and pay it off in 90 days, same as cash. Everyone's pre-approved for the rack pre-fund. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Final amount of pre-fund eligibility based on available income. 90 days, same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
It is a good day. It's Monday, the 18th of February. One more week after this week. And this month's shot, Jen Jen.
No.
Yes.
No.
If I not use that terminology, I'm liable to be punished if I say the month is shot, right? I should pick up the different, some kind of different jargon.
That's right. That's insensitive it to is. The victims of gun right. violence, sir.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with our view on the news of the day. You have the story on Mr. Pistorius. Is that how you pronounce the
it
name
is.
Of this guy? And Oscar Pistorius.
What a weird story. First of all, just a little observation here, just on, as a side note.
Yes.
If you notice how quickly the justice system in South Africa works, this guy's uh-huh. already on, he's already on trial. He's already sitting in a courtroom. His family's already there. If this had happened here, I mean, forget about it. It'd be 3 years before he sat on a judge's stand, don't you think?
Yep, it is.
It's very interesting.
Anyway. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how fast that goes there. But I guess a couple of new facts have come out over the weekend. Of course, Pistorius is in trouble for killing his girlfriend. He says that it was an accident, that he thought she was an intruder. South Africa is a very violent country. He thought that someone was breaking into his house at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, she was coming into his house to surprise him for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And I guess the prosecution in South Africa is saying that it was premeditated on his part, that maybe he knew she was coming into the house. They also have found this new piece of evidence that we're hearing about. It was a bloodied cricket bat, which is what's adding to their case that this could have been a premeditated event. And they're saying it's a central piece of evidence, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They're saying that her skull was crushed. So, if you knew that this was your girlfriend, obviously you're not going... I mean, I get the gun. You know, maybe he was hiding. Maybe he didn't see her. Maybe it was dark. You shoot somebody by accident. But if you actually go up and start hitting them with a bat, chances are you could probably see you're hitting your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So...
Something stinks.
I don't know. They're also asking for a drug test for him. They thought maybe that could be something that's involved in this whole...
What a scourge. Between Mindy McCready, this sort of thing, every day there's a story about somebody who does something outrageous. And you think about the condition of the human. If you really dig around in these stories, you wonder, how is it that people, first of all, how did this stuff develop? Who develops these drugs? How do you find cocaine and smoke it or think that, you know, you make a powder out of it and it'll do this, that, or the other thing to you? How does that come into being? How does that come into reality?
I'm big now into this gene project. I think I told you, Doug,
yes,
I did this
yeah.
genetic testing, and through 23andMe, which is this website where you spit into a cup, and then it gives you back all these things that you know, all these things about yourself.
Yeah.
What amazed me is how many things had to do with drugs, and one of them was how likely you are to become addicted to heroin, which I'm just on average with everybody else, by the way. But some people,
good for you.
Yeah, right, no worries there. But I mean, some people are just. I think they must be genetically hardwired or predisposed to look for these things.
Yeah, well, the chemistry of your body, yeah. Would you
and then environmentally, yeah, if you're missing something in your life, if you didn't have a great relationship with your parents growing up and you're looking for something else, I mean, I guess it's just an easy slippery slope to fall into that.
Yeah. Well, here's something else. When it comes to nobody ever agrees on this department. It's the drug stuff is something nobody ever agrees on. And now there is a story from New York, yesterday's New York Times, Governor Cuomo preparing legislation that will guarantee that all women will have access to late-term abortions when the health of the mother is at risk or the fetus is not viable. This is about as reviled a procedure as you... Well, yeah, but...
Well, so. Here's the thing. I am not a supporter of abortion at all, but I do think it's a moral choice, I guess. I don't know how much the government needs to be involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could ever do it. But you do hear, I mean, I had a friend who was pregnant with triplets and was going to a Catholic hospital, and they never let her know that the two of them were not viable. She carried them to term thinking that she was having triplets, and then when they were born, she had two dead babies, essentially. And, you know, at least if you know what you're dealing with, I don't think she would have done anything differently. She probably would have done exactly the same thing. But at least you have a little bit of warning and you're not hit with that. I mean, as a mom, that's got to be the absolute worst thing that you can go through.
Yep. 888-302-3684. John Lennon. His murderer, Mark David Chapman. Strange, never-before-seen letters appeared this weekend from Steve Spiro, who is the officer who arrested Chapman. When you look at these, you have to, first of all, you get taken back. You think about what in the world goes on inside somebody's mind who does this. This guy is crazy. Back to the drug stuff a little bit, Jennifer. He wanted to be friends with the policeman who arrested him, and they went back and forth a little bit as the letters read. Beside wanting to be your friend, reads the first of the letters, is there any way that you can help me locate my copy of Catcher in the Rye that was taken from me when I was arrested?
Wow.
So, again, the drugs... And you think about some of these other people that have done this stuff. The kid that shot up the school in Connecticut, the shoot up in Colorado in the movie theater. Where do these people's minds?
They've got it in their brain.
They didn't do anything wrong.
But
it's back to the same stuff that we're talking about. The differences between people and their minds, the chemical makeup of your minds, and how it is that. I just don't get it. But that's, we don't pay enough attention to the mental health of people, not only in our country, but around the world. It's discouraged, in fact, still, with all the information, with all the ammunition, with all the focus on people and their being completely out of sorts mentally, we still don't treat the illnesses as if they were the same as having a heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the same problem, same kind of problem.
Absolutely.
Exactly the same kind of thing. Beyonce wants another baby.
Number two, huh? I wonder, this one was Blue Ivy. I wonder if we're going to have, like, Green Ivy next. You think? Blue green, pink, if it's a girl, maybe.
You may be seeing green or blue or red when you look at the cost of gasoline. According to the studies by the AAA, there has been an increase in gas prices every day for the last 31 days.
Wow.
Average price now is $3.71.9. It's way over $4 a gallon here in California.
Sure is.
I saw some when I was, where was I last week? I saw $3.29. Where was I last week? Oh, I was in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
$3.29 I saw on Friday. And everybody wants to know, what's behind the higher prices at the pump?
President's Day weekend.
Rising crude oil prices, so they say. Production costs, so they say. Refinery closing, so they say. The situation of the world, the supply is tight, so the commodities traders are jacking up the price. And now we go into the driving season, which begins, a month from now, things will be, spring starts a month from this Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're 5 weeks away from spring. We all know we love to get out and get going, and the price has gone up 10% in the last 2 months. What an outrage. What an outrage. What an outrage. Can I say it any better?
Do it again, one more time, with a feeling, with passion.
And because we are now, most of us are taking smaller paychecks home,
mm-hmm.
because there are more. Did you know that, I was talking to a fellow on Friday, did I have this conversation? No, because I didn't see the guy until afterwards. Makes $80,000 a year. He's paying $500 more in taxes a month than he was last year at the same time because of the medical stuff, the taxes have been added on that nobody knew about.
Oh, my paycheck slashed. Slashed in since January 1st. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You see
how
do
you folks feel? Yeah.
And, you know, just where we are, I don't know where this guy was, but in L.A. County, also the local state tax has gone way up.
Yeah.
And no one seems to be getting
refunds
from the state of California.
What services have been cut in California, or what federal services have been cut? Everybody says,
I can't answer that.
The Defense Department. Well, because none of them have been.
Right.
160 million people in this country are taking home less pay every week now since the payroll tax cut expired last month. The end of the 1st of January, the taxes went up. How much are you going to sit by or watch while these people waste your money?
Well, and then we keep voting for more taxes. It's like, people, I think they don't think they're going to see it.
Nuts?
But you see it. You absolutely see it.
You got to be nuts. How is anybody going to have any discretionary income to spend on things that are produced, a lot of things that are produced in this country, like cars?
Mine's gone. Shopping's my favorite sport, and I haven't been able to play in a really long time.
Yeah, all right.
It's sad, you know? It used to be that I could go out shopping every once in a while. Now you're like, well, I better save that just in case.
Yeah. A lot of people very interested in the pictures of the meteor. Did you see some of the pictures as it came into the big sun?
And then did you see in San Francisco, it swooped across. There was one that kind of came across the sky, too, that people had pictures of.
No, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that you will not like. And I'm looking at the audio. I'm sorry, looking at the audio. Good, Doug. I'm looking at the video of these snakes, the pythons that escaped. Pythons are a nuisance in the Everglades. Those of you who are in Florida, this is something that now apparently some of these things have made their way down to Miami. Mm. I don't know, how long does it take a snake to get from the Everglades down to Miami? You gotta wonder.
I don't know.
Huh?
How did the snake cross the road, by the way?
The Florida Fish and Wildlife.
It's chasing the chicken.
All right, probably slow chicken to catch up to. Florida Fish and Wildlife announcing that 68 Burmese pythons were killed during January because they were out in the road and they got run over. As you're suggesting, they're moving their... But these things, have you seen pictures of them? Oh, my God, these things look awful.
Ugh, I can't. Ugh. There is not a lot that I am just... That really creeps me out. It is snakes doing that.
Big snakes like this.
Ugh.
They were eating rabbits and foxes and that kind of stuff, raccoons, possums, bobcat population. They were all being eaten by these pythons that first showed up. Somebody dumped them out in the out in 1979. They got dumped out into the Everglades, and survived the alligators. And now, apparently, captured some, paying $1,000 for pythons. This one was 14 feet long. But they're showing up everywhere. I think about some of the people down in Florida who have lizards crawling up on their screens. I'd like to see a 16-foot python moving around your porch one way or the other. Yeah.
How would you like to see me pass out quickly?
Yeah, right. By the way, speaking of that, one of these new... What's that fat woman's name who's on the television show? She's in these movies. Now, McCarthy, is that her name?
You can't... Okay, Rex Reed, come on.
No, I went to that movie. What an incredible waste of time.
Really? I heard it was
awful.
Funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
Really?
Awful.
See,
yeah, I got up and walked out.
Mike and Molly.
I don't know about Mike and Molly. I don't watch that show. But I will tell you, that movie that she's in, Identity Thief, is the biggest waste of time. It's offensive, frankly.
Really?
I'm offended. The way they play her and her weight and the way that whole... I was offended. I was just... it was like torture to sit in there.
Wow.
And it was really awful.
My dad saw it. He said he thought it was funny.
Well, your father and I don't always agree on everything.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, not funny at all. I saw,
Did you see Die Hard?
I did, in fact.
Did you like it?
I did. It was typical of what you'd expect. It was number one at the box office over the weekend. It's what you would expect from a Die Hard movie. They'll do another one. As it brought in, I don't know how much, but plenty, 50, 60 million bucks. And then I saw another movie that actually was pretty good. And now I'm trying to remember the name of it because it had a weird name that didn't apply to it. Isn't that awful? Where did it go? It just came right out of my mind. Oh, it was the Josh Duhamel. What's that? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Oh yeah, Josh Duhamel.
And
that romantic movie.
Yeah, Huff. I'd never seen her before. Is she Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend?
Julianne Huff. Yeah, she's really cute.
It was a good story and it was a good movie.
Really? It was a good one. Yeah, I looked at it and thought, maybe.
No, it was no. You didn't. You would enjoy it.
It's a chick flick.
Good chick flick. Yeah, it was. Yep, actually. It's 11, what is it, 12 before the hour? It is 12 before the hour here on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club, join and save. See club for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with a remedy for the flu. No, you do not need to go and get extra pills. If you have the flu, you've got it. But you know what? I want to show you a way to prevent yourself from getting the flu. And this is not medical advice. I found this doing some research. Listen very carefully. In one study, this thing says, participants who had heightened activity in a region of the brain associated with a positive attitude produced greater amounts of flu antibodies. Now, can you imagine that? They actually did research and found out that the more you think positively, the less chances you have for getting the flu. I need to tell you, up to this conversation, I've never had the flu in the past 10 years. So think positive, release those flu antibodies, and feel good. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
my chapstick into my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Well, yeah, we're now happy. We got the message. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, Good Day program story today. We had the thing about the snakes. The Denver airport is under siege by rabbits.
Uh-oh. That story. What? Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless. And so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time on the Doug Steffens Good Day program, 53 after the hour. Time for us now to spend some of your precious moments getting you sort of focused on computer technology, all the things that are around us. I look in my studio, all these screens, all these little boards, all this stuff that's here. And so you know it affects all of us one way or another. Shelley Palmer is our daily reporter, and he's here today to talk about a computer that has been designed to never crash. And in fact, Jennifer, can instantly recover corrupted data. Now, this ought to be pretty interesting. Stand by for that report here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's a late night and you've spent most of your weekend working on a presentation you have to give your boss tomorrow morning. Just as you go to save your work, your computer locks up. You smash your keys and hope for a miracle. Nothing happens. You realize your worst nightmare is true. Your computer's crashed and your work is gone with it. Now imagine how much more devastating that crash would be if your computer was controlling military drones or was involved in a medical procedure. Two computer scientists at University College London are working on this problem and have designed a computer that never crashes. Rather than doing just one thing at a time like normal computers, their computer responds to random and unpredictable events and was made to instantly recover corrupted data. A computer that never crashes? Less frustration, more productivity, and no more smashing keys. And of course, drones will stay on course and medical procedures will be perfect. It's coming soon to a computer near you. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Don't wait for your tax refund. Get your RAC pre-fund at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you're pre-approved to buy any name-brand flat-screen TV, computer, appliance, or furniture set up to $2,500. Take it home today and pay it off in 90 days, same as cash. Everyone's pre-approved for the RAC pre-fund. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Final amount of pre-fund eligibility based on available income. 90 days, same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
There are three new chip flavors sure to turn heads in the grocery store, but only one will stay on store shelves. And it's up to you, all of those who are in America that loves this sort of thing, to decide. Here's the story from Brian Osich.
Three new chip flavors were just announced as finalists in the Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest, and now the contestants behind the flavors are vying to win $1 million or more in grand prize money. Frito-Lay's Jennifer Sines says the rest is up to you.
Consumers have been in nearly 3.8 million flavor ideas. Now we've narrowed those flavor ideas down to three finalist flavors, Lay's Cheesy Garlic Bread, Lay's Chicken and Waffles, and Lay's Sriracha Chips. Now it's time for America to pick a favorite that will stay on store shelves after the contest ends.
All three flavors are available for purchase at retail locations nationwide. From now until May 4th, consumers can vote each day for their favorite flavor by visiting the Lay's Facebook page, by voting on Twitter using the hashtag SaveChickenWaffles, SaveGarlicBread, or SaveSriracha, or by text message. For official rules, visit the Lay's Facebook page at facebook.com/Lay's. That's Lifestyles from Lay's.
Want to really clean up this spring? Then lose that nasty carpet at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Sale. Clearance flooring is an incredible 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate is just 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished bamboo is up to 40% less. Prefinished solid exotic hardwood up to 28% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Spring Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. So visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store for your flooring deal today.
It's President's Day. Did anybody hear that? Is it?
Yes.
It is President's
Day.
Okay.
It's President's Day all day today.
Yeah. Jennifer and Doug with the fun you'll talk about all day long. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.